here's today's news from National Health Executive on Wednesday, the 27th of March, 2024. Public satisfaction with the NHS is at its lowest point ever. That's according to new research published by the King's Fund and the Nuffield Trust. Just 24% of people report being happy with how the NHS is run, which is a 41-year low for the British Social Attitude Survey conducted by the National Centre for Social Research. Inpatient, outpatient, dentistry and GP services are all also at an all-time low point for public satisfaction, according to the research. Priorities for the NHS have been identified as to improve access to GPs and expand the NHS workforce. The total costs of mental ill health in England have been estimated to be £300 billion in 2022. That figure captures economic costs of £110 billion, human costs of £130 billion, and health and care costs of £60 billion. The Centre for Mental Health and the NHS Confederation's Mental Health Network is now calling for government action and for a new 10-year mental health strategy to be devised. The Centre for Mental Health's Chief Executive Andy Bell says inaction is not an option. And NHS Shared Business Services has launched a new framework agreement to help upskill the NHS workforce. Known as Digital Health Advisory Services, the free resource comprises 40 providers of consultancy services to help enable the NHS's digital transformation goals. The agreement is the first of its kind in the UK and is available to GP practices, hospitals, health centres, emergency services and integrated care systems. And that's the latest. Don't forget to like and subscribe to make sure you receive every new bulletin. And check out our stories in full on our website, nationalhealthexecutive.com.